Can I welcome you all for the first speaker of tonight, Mr. Craig Murray. And Craig, if you don't know, was a former UK ambassador to Uzbekistan. He was a whistleblower and a man of conscience and deep conviction. Craig Murray, ladies and gentlemen.
Actually, I want to speak from that one. I think that looks like great fun. It's wonderful to see you all here to support Julian, to see so many of you again. Some of you, I'm quite sure. I left Woolwich Crown Court in a car to get here about 45 minutes ago. Not quite sure. I saw some of you standing outside. And how on earth you got here before me, I have no idea. But, plainly, the odd TARDIS was involved. But you've made it, and well done. Those of you who've been there know how horrible and how dispiriting it is. I feel very tired just after a couple of days of attending that court. It's oppressive. It's extremely deliberately unpleasant. It's extraordinarily restrictive. You have a trial that is of interest to the world, and it's deliberately put where the world can't see it. You have a mainstream media that turns up to report it and then doesn't report it. And notably, yesterday, the BBC, The Guardian, ITN, Sky, they were all there yesterday for the prosecution statement. They all left after the prosecution statement. And today was, of course, the opening of the defense, so none of them were there at all, because they have no interest in the defense. All they were interested in doing was putting the government case and using it further to smear Julian. It is deeply dispiriting to be present at this sham of justice and at this much wider demonization in public opinion of Julian, and this failure to present the true facts about the case from those whose job ought to be to present them. And in the court itself, it is impossible to sit in that court without realizing what you are watching is a charade, and that the magistrate has no real interest at all in the arguments, is not giving a fair hearing to the defense. Every single comment the magistrate makes is to query, question, or belittle the points which the defense have made. Her final comments, as we left today, were to point out that although the United States United Kingdom extradition treaty says you may not be extradited for a political offense, the Extradition Act in UK law does not say you may not be extradited for a political offense. Therefore, irrespective of the content of the treaty, a political offense may still be extraditable. Yesterday, we had the magistrate note that whether or not Julian Assange aided or abetted Chelsea Manning in any way was immaterial, because under the Official Secrets Act, which is the UK equivalent law under the dual criminality rule for extradition, merely to possess official secrets at all, unauthorized possession or unauthorized publication of official secrets, are themselves in strict liability illegal. Therefore, the question of whether or not Julian Assange colluded with Chelsea Manning was immaterial. He could be found liable and extradited anyway. And every single comment the magistrate has made has tended to favor the prosecution. There is not even the barest attempt at a covering of impartiality. And there have been times when the trouble is you get drawn into the charade. You know, you see, we're going through this process, and you see the defense making some rather good points. Today, we had the defense completely demolish the argument that lives were put at risk by WikiLeaks in the publication of the Afghan war logs and in the publication of the diplomatic cables. That argument was completely demolished. And as well as that, the defense brought out the great good that was done and the terrible things that were revealed in the public interest in terms of extrajudicial killings, murder of children, murder of journalists, torture centers, black ops with death squads going around Afghanistan. And you sat there, and from time to time you think, wow, this is good. Wow, the defense are making good points. Wow, that's a strong argument. And then you realize it doesn't bloody matter, because there isn't a jury anyway. And we're not actually seeing a genuine process. Anyone who doesn't believe the fix is in is very naive. And the prosecution don't appear to be doing terrifically well. Several people keep coming up to me in the courtroom saying, it's going well, isn't it? And the prosecution, you know, they seem underprepared. Well, they are underprepared because they're not particularly trying, because they know that the verdict was decided before they set into the courtroom. They don't have to prepare. What we are witnessing is a show trial, as surely as anything Stalin did was a show trial. And we have to continue to fight this, and we have to continue to push this, and we have to continue to try to change public opinion, to change political opinion, and to convince the British establishment that this is something up with which the British people will not put. It's a long haul. I will be delighted, but absolutely shocked to my core if this magistrate decides against extradition. But I think we will get to appeal, and I think eventually we're going to win in the High Court or the Supreme Court. But that could be 2 or 3 years down the road. And for someone like me who's a friend of Julian and knows him, to see him in his current physical and mental condition is extremely worrying. Today, later in the afternoon, the magistrate actually stopped proceedings for a while to ask whether he was in a fit state of health to continue, because he didn't look in a fit state of health to continue. And today we heard, in court, we heard that yesterday, after the trial, he was twice taken out of his cell and strip-searched. But he was 11 times handcuffed. 11 times he had handcuffs put on him and off him yesterday. And that all the papers his lawyers had given him in the court in order for him to be able to participate in his defense, all of the papers were taken off him by the prison. And those included confidential communications, privileged communications, between him and his lawyers on his defense. And the state has simply taken them. These are gross and vile abuses of process. And if there were any real sense of justice here, they would in themselves be enough to stop the proceedings. Just as yesterday, we heard how the CIA had arranged spying on him in the Ecuadorian embassy on legal conferences with his lawyers. The American state, which is beginning the extradition, has been spying on the defense. In any genuine process, that by itself would halt proceedings. But what we don't have is any genuine process. Now, I hope you will forgive me, because I'm tired. I'm a little shaken by all of this, shaken by the obvious brutality of it. But the obvious brutality of it is the point. And the purpose of the obvious brutality of it is to shake us and to make us scared and to turn the whole world into compliant citizens. And it is not going to work, because up with this we will not put. What the Julian Assange case has always been about freedom. It's always been about our right as citizens to know of the crimes which governments commit in our name. It's always been about the right of the people to hold government to account. But it's widened beyond freedom of speech issues. It's turned into a question of the fundamental rule of law and whether there is any access to justice in our society. We are now engaged in a struggle for the heart of our society, in a struggle for whether there is any truth at all in the notion of a liberal democracy, in the notion of liberty, or whether power, untrammeled power, now has no limits, has no possibility of check, whether the dream that the internet could open up new access, new ways for people to organize, to learn, to disseminate information, whether that dream can be crushed and information is again going to be limited to what's being put out by an increasingly restricted and increasingly lockstepped corporate media. We are engaged in a dreadful struggle. A struggle which is essentially the struggle against fascism. That is where we now stand. And you could not have it more perfectly illustrated than by seeing the goings-on at Woolwich Crown Court. And I am delighted that as we embark on this struggle, we are in such good company with each other. We may be tired, but it is not that we are in bad heart. We are in good heart. We are going to carry on, and we are going to win. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you, Craig Murray there. Thank you.